the Pro Bowl is coming up this weekend. They've already started some of the skills stuff. And this has come out this week that C.J. Stroud, who was given a call to be an alternate, as some of the quarterbacks have dropped out, he declined the offer. He was invited. He declined the offer per source. Said, I think this is the start of the offseason, and he's putting his head down and getting to work. So he is skipping that, and that is what he is doing. He is putting his head down, getting to work. And we've talked about it, and some of you have texted in and tweeted in about it, that this is a little different than what we saw from last year where he was in the Pro Bowl. We saw him doing some, different things, which I didn't have a problem with. Live your life. Do you think, though, and you can jump in on this, do you think, though, that last year's offseason had anything to do with his sophomore slump, if that's what we're calling it, with his steps back? Do you think last year's offseason, where we saw him participating in a lot of different things, and like you said, we probably won't see him at Radio Row this year, talking about, you know, the Colts and things like that, all the things he did.
Yeah.
Do you think that had anything to do? Because you, and you're the one to kind of talk to. You understand. You've been there. You play in the NFL and understand, like, the focus or whatever. You think that had anything to do with maybe the steps back he took this year?
No, I don't think it did. Now, it has a lot to do with the look of it and the way I think people that, including himself and D'Amico and are in the organization, I think – obviously, people that cover us, the people that cover the organization closely. I would be lying if I said that I don't think it was a bad look, especially in hindsight, right? You and I didn't like it at the time, or I don't speak for you. I know we talked about it on our show, and I said at the time, like, I don't feel real good about this whole change in what these guys are talking about right now. You better go out and ball if this is what you're going to be talking about. It's definitely a change in messaging coming out of the building last year versus this year, or let's say 2023 versus 2024, and then you look at what happened, it's definitely not a plus. I don't look up and go, boy, well, C.J. Stroud had what they're going to call a sophomore slump because he was walking around Radio Row pissing off in-division opponent linebackers and doing whatever he was doing.
Or no, he went to China, or he played the NBA.
I don't think that had anything to do with the sophomore slump. Now, I like to think that it's going to have a lot to do with that third year, the junior jump, if you will. How about that? How about that, boys? The junior jump, if you will. Wow. Yeah, look, I think he's
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Are you a fan of what Clint is now deeming the junior jump? Or do you think Clint needs to go back to the drawing board?
Nope.
On that?
I think it's really good.
That was good.
C.J. Stroud needs to follow up his sophomore slump with a junior jump, baby. Let's see if we can get this thing rolling. Yeah, I think it's great. I don't feel too corny when I say it. I think it's very obvious. People that are listening know exactly what I'm talking about. It does have a little ring to it. Yeah, I think there's something there. The sophomore slump and the way he addressed his sophomore season, kind of the way he just approached it personally, with probably living in the moment a little bit with the rookie of the year, the Super Bowl stuff, as you said, to going to China, all of a sudden you got money and fame and you're the talk of the town in
NBA
NFL All-Star circles.
Weekend.
Yeah, you're the dude now. Hopefully he looks back at that and goes, you know, I need to spend more of my time in Houston working with my guys in this new system than going to China and doing all these other things. You got the rest of your life. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear this, but I'm just going to keep it a buck. You got the rest of your life to vacation. You got the rest of your life to be going to taking all these trips all over the place and this quote unquote downtime, relaxed time. D'Amico Ryans himself said it. Look, he said it in I don't remember which one of the pressers it was, but it was one of his pressers immediately after the season was over. He said, look, I want guys to get out, and I'm paraphrasing here. I want guys to get out, get a little downtime, but after the Super Bowl's over, it's time to go to work. It's time to get back to work. And I think that is the mindset. If there's a celebrity softball game here locally and you're in town working with your dudes, go play in a softball game. Cool. Yep. Right? But we don't need to take weeks at a time going to China.
Because there were some people testing that thought, boy, this is doing too much. People were saying that.
Well, no,
I don't think I necessarily agreed with it. I don't know
if it was too much or it wasn't, but I know it's going, like we talked about when the guys, when Nico and Tank are talking about the stats that they want
to
accumulate.
That to me is different.
Right.
That, yeah.
But Ron, all of it is at the moment, I don't think is a problem. But if you don't go out there and perform and do those things, ultimately as a team, when you're talking about these leaders that we're talking about.
Now people are going to lean back.
Absolutely. And rightfully so. People are going to look back and go, hey, man, like let's dial this thing back a little bit. Like there's no reason for CJ to be on Radio Row in any way, shape, or form throwing gas on the fire of what the hell's going on in Indianapolis with them linebackers. There's nothing. Right? And that in a vacuum, there's nothing wrong with it. But the overall, all of the stuff, I think CJ would tell you, hey, man, I got a little too much into the moment. I was probably feeling myself a little bit more than I should. And I need to get this thing dialed back in. And I need to do it immediately following the Super Bowl.
Text line coming through as we talked about it. Do you think any of the off-season stuff, the way he went about things, had anything to do with his sophomore slump? Someone texted, yes. No, all teams had film. They broke down his weaknesses, and now he has to come back stronger than ever. For sure, he had a setback due to him traveling and not focused on his career. I don't know if this PR tour actually affected CJ, but I bet he's afraid that it may have. Listen, to the one that was before, for me personally, listen, everybody's got their own opinion. For me personally, I didn't watch CJ, especially during training camp and mandatory mini camps and all of that, and even during the season, and think, man, he doesn't have focus. Like I didn't get that feel of it. I think I did see a jump and a boost in confidence based off of what happened the previous year, which I don't think it moved to arrogance or anything, but I did see a different level of confidence that was there. I mean, I do. I think the start of it was truly kind of the offensive line issues that then took off for him. And then whatever discourse happened between him and Bobby or the staff, that, you know, I think also that played a bigger thing of it. I didn't love the talking, and maybe you dial that back. But, you know, him playing in an NBA, if he wants to go play an NBA All-Star weekend, I don't see a problem with it. I don't think he will. Hell, he won't even compete in the Pro Bowl right now. It looks like he's really pulling it all the way back. But I didn't get a sense that his offseason caused lack of focus or anything like that. I just think the NFL is hard.
To me, I would never say the sophomore slump was, or any poor play was because of a lack of focus in the offseason. To me, that's hard for us and for me to draw that parallel. I will say this. Again, back to my original point, like it is very hard, even when you're established and a veteran like the Bradys, and I'm talking about Brady when he was with New England, and like Rodgers when he was with Green Bay, and these guys that are with the same team forever, right? Until you get to that point where you know the offense like the back of your hand, you're essentially coaching it, you know the game like the back of your hand, like I mean, Pat's obviously a great one too. I should have mentioned him from jump. But until you get to that level, like, I don't care what anybody says. If your offseason revolves around, hey, let me get these quick workouts in so I can go do this NBA weekend. Hey, let me get this quick workout in, these two workouts in or three workouts in this week with my guys. Let me hurry up and get this throwing session in so I can shoot off to China and do this camp tour or whatever with what's my man's name up at Micah Parsons, right? You know, in there somewhere, you got to fit in family time. You got to fit in mom. You got to fit in just a little bit of a vacation just to go kick it and with your family and downtime. Like you can't be fully focused and dialed in if everything you do from a workout perspective, that those schedules revolve around all these different events. Like I just, and I'm not knocking guys that do it. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm simply saying that there's, until you are established and you know things, the league and your offense and your guys and your routine like the back of your hand, you will never be able to convince me, because I've tried to live it. You will never be able to convince me that your workout schedule, your training schedule, your day-to-day schedule revolving around all these different events that include having to fly places and stay in places for an extended period of time in the offseason, you're sacrificing something when you do that, period.
Yep.